Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for tonight's Comic Book Club! And now, here are your two hosts, Pete LePage and Justin Tyler!
Hey, good evening, yeah. Everyone.
Welcome. What's going on?
Nice beats.
Yeah, right? Delvin's not here, we get a little crazy.
We get real. Thank you, guys. Welcome to Comic Book Club. We've been down for 2 weeks because of a superstorm, a regular storm, and an election.
Right.
Which is more devastating for you?
I would say the superstorm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you do? Did you read a bunch of old comic books?
Yeah, by candlelight.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Like a frontiersman.
Yeah. And I didn't even lose power.
Oh.
Yeah.
You just like to set the mood a little bit?
Well, I felt like people lost power, so it'd be dick of me to just turn on all the lights and open my fridge.
I held my head underwater for like a full couple hours.
Well, that's very
in
nice
solidarity
here.
To wow. all the people with the flooding.
Yeah. How you been, man? I haven't seen you in a while.
Good. What's new with you?
Oh,
you
man.
Look exactly the same.
Oh, I've actually.
You look smarter, I think.
Wow. That's crazy.
Have you always worn glasses?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool. I've never looked you in the eyes. Boothman, how
hey.
Are you doing? Did you survive the storm?
Oh, I just, slept.
The whole time?
Yeah, I woke up today.
Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of nice.
You didn't miss anything.
Oh, good. It's where everything's the same. Nothing literally has changed.
Nope. You look smarter, too.
Oh, that's nice. I'm not wearing glasses. Am I?
Huh?
I don't know.
You're wearing glasses.
Oh, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very exciting show for you. Let's get to it.
Yes, please.
Please welcome our guests for the evening, Mr. Jordan D. White and Scott Eckert.
Yeah!
We're just
guys,
rock and roll.
This music is I think more befitting. The other music was a little urban for this lineup. Yeah.
Try to talk while the music's playing because it really is.
Yeah, feel free to sing along, add some lyrics if you can. Because so far the lyrics are so hot. They're so close to it.
Oh my.
Oh, interesting. Swearing. Jordan D. White, editor at Marvel Comics. Fan favorite.
In my heart, editor in chief.
Oh, that's very you're nice of you, and I think a lot of people would be very sad to hear that.
You're the editor in chief of Pete's heart. That's keep the blood running if you can.
I edit the blood as it goes through, make sure it's correct.
Yeah, this is too filthy. This blood. So you're working. You're editing Deadpool, which the first issue came out just last week, and.
Now, of Deadpool.
Marvel Now.
Yeah, it is really exciting. It is really exciting. A lot of people were saying Marvel Now is a reboot. It's not a reboot. I think we've all established that. But it is a nice way to kind of give everything a nice, new, fresh
start.
Coat of paint. And,
okay.
Yeah, shine it up.
You're so folksy about it.
So when people come in, they
just shine it up and put it out there. We got some guests coming over.
Exactly.
Everybody make your beds.
Exactly. We did spit and polish on Deadpool, and I think he's still the same guy, but he's a little... cleaner.
You should spin polish your terminology. Get it up to date a little bit if you can. What's different about Deadpool? You have a comedian, Brian Posehn.
Two of them.
Yeah.
Brian Posehn and Jerry Duggan.
Yeah.
And they are writing it. It is, and they kicked off a new storyline in which a bumbling necromancer has resurrected all of the dead presidents of the United States of America.
That old chestnut.
He was wearing a shield gear.
Was he now? My goodness.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow, real spoiler there. I was a bumbling necromancer for Halloween.
Were you?
Yep. Costume. Everyone was wearing it.
Were you wearing a kilt?
Huh?
Like
yeah.
he is? Okay, good.
Usual.
Excellent. Perfect. And so he's resurrected all the dead presidents, but they've come back evil and corrupted and want to destroy the nation that they once helped build up.
It's not like they want to destroy it. They want to wipe it clean and start fresh.
Yes. All of this is
like
true.
Marvel Now.
No. Oh. We did not wipe it clean.
Oh, okay.
We started dirty.
Spitting giant.
It seems like it's more evil now. I don't know.
Started
maybe just
dirty.
And Deadpool, basically Captain America kills one of the presidents and they get some bad press for that. And they say, we can't have the good superheroes that people respect killing presidents. That's no good. So they hire Deadpool because nobody will care.
nice. Classic. Sad stuff for Deadpool. Now, will you? Is it hard to sort of wrangle these comedians to write
it's crazy comedians?
Script?
Well, I mean, yeah, Brian's got a busy schedule, but he really wants to be doing this. He's a big comic book fan.
Yeah,
he's
is.
A big Deadpool fan as well. And so he, you know, he makes the time to make sure this can happen. He came to us. We didn't have to knock down his door and say, you know, could you please? I think people have that impression that
could
we.
You please yeah, no, I think could you please wait this
I do. I think that some people have the impression that Marvel has to go to like famous people and go, well, we'd really like you to do a comic, but if you're busy, like he really loves comics, and he came to us and was like, I would really love to write Deadpool. And we were like, let's see what we can work out, and he came up with a great story. So here we are.
That's awesome. And you're also working on Thunderbolts.
I am.
Ooh, another exciting title.
Ooh. First week of December, the first issue comes out.
I can't wait.
That's going to be it's a new version of Thunderbolts where it's Red Hulk, Punisher, Deadpool, Venom, and Elektra.
Yeah, nice.
They're going to be they're all badasses and
you look terrifying, man.
Well, it's a fantastic lineup.
Yeah,
all red and black team.
Yeah, cool. Red and black, like X-Force from back in the day.
Were they red and black?
Yeah, they were black with red eyes.
Oh, red Remember? Eyes. Well, they were mostly gray.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, come on.
Color scheme. Very similar color scheme, though.
Yeah, well, sure.
What do we have to look forward to there?
Not a lot has been revealed about exactly what they're up to, but, I mean, like Pete said, they're all real badass characters, and so if...
is there fighting and killing?
It might have to do with
Yeah, I would hope so.
Well,
yeah.
Color scheme and also the fact that they are very pointy is very much like the old X-Force relaunch.
In some ways.
How is it going to be different? How pointy
are
they?
Pointy?
None of
who's
them.
Pointy?
Who's the pointiest?
None of them are mutants.
Why do you say pointy? Who's pointy? Nobody's pointy.
Deadpool?
Well, he has a sword. Elektra also has a scythe. And Venom has those little spikes on his shoulder pads.
Deadpool's Sometimes. A mutant.
Deadpool's not a mutant.
He's not a mutant?
No.
Healing factor.
Actually, if you would like to know how Deadpool got his healing factor, I recommend that you use the free Marvel AR app.
God, can we just turn his mic off?
All right.
Let's get into this AR app.
What is this AR app?
The Marvel AR app is there's this little red box that says AR on it. You'll
on
see
all
it.
The covers.
It's on all the Marvel Now covers, right. And it's on lots of the interiors.
Some people might call them annoying.
Well, that's fine if you'd like. But on the inside, if you look on the first page of Deadpool, right there at the bottom of the first panel, it says AR.
Right in the middle of all that amazing artwork.
Not in the middle, off in the corner.
Right.
And it's
and on the front cover, it's literally in the bar. It doesn't cover anything up. Anyway, look. Point is.
That's fine.
What it is it's basically it's like DVD bonus material. So you get this Marvel AR app for free. You can use it on an iPhone, you can use it on an iPad, at least a kind of iPad that has a camera. You point it at the panel, and it recognizes the panel, and it'll give you some sort of free content. Either for ours, it's all videos.
Nice.
So on the first page, there's a greeting from Jerry Duggan. There's a thing from Brian later in the book. And on the page where Deadpool talks about his healing factor, there is a video of a hand puppet of my cat telling a short version of Deadpool's origin.
Your cat?
My cat.
Do you do the voice?
I do the voice.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Why did your cat get such a great opportunity to appear in a comic book? When you have friends like us sitting here, we would be happy.
Classically trained actors.
Classically trained actor.
Because
as a
even.
Cat, we can pay him nothing.
Ah.
Well.
Legally.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You could pay me nothing.
Can I ask an AR question?
Please.
Is there an AR for X-Force? Is there going to be like an AR in the corner when Punisher joins the team? For people like me who don't know, has he ever... Yeah, for Thunderbolts. Has he ever joined an actual team?
I don't think there is going to be that, but I'm trying to think. I know he was on Marvel Knights.
Yeah, well, he was in the Marvel Knights. Wasn't he in the... Secret Defenders for a while?
Oh, no, he was definitely in the Secret Defenders. Everybody was in the Secret Defenders.
Well,
but yes.
I remember that, though.
Yeah,
that's
you are
cool.
Absolutely correct.
And you work at Marvel, and I remember that.
So you want to be in the AR.
So just let me know when you need a cat. I'll hold the cat, and the cat can have the
Justin,
puppet.
I want to hear your cat voice.
Yeah, okay. Do the cat voice.
Meow.
Well, I'll tell you that you went for realism. That's good.
Thank you. Well, it was a thoughtful cat. He was like... Yeah,
I'll tell you, spoiler. Well, spoiler for the AR. I don't sit there going. Meow, 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 meow. I do as if a cat can talk. So nice. The cat then tells.
Can you give us a
words.
Sample of what that would sound like?
Yes. Okay, my cat sounds like this. Hello, my name is Skateboard.
Whoa, that's pretty cool.
This is okay. So I'll tell you all about Deadpool.
Wow.
I don't know if I could sit through that for too long.
It's about a minute and a half. And also, there's another really cool AR thing. And this one is the second to last page of this book is a double page spread with spoilers. a whole bunch of those dead presidents on it.
Yeah.
And there's a little video where I list off all the dead presidents in the spread as fast as I can, and it zooms around to show you who's who. Like George Washington, this one.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Do you do an annoying voice for that?
Or just that one I just do my regular voice.
All right.
The cat is the one that has the voice.
I don't have an annoying voice. I have a good voice.
That really sounds like there's a tiny person in your mouth. That's amazing.
That's excellent.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you added. You do some assistant editing on other books.
I do. I'm working on pretty much about half of the X-Men line I work on. So tomorrow comes out All New X-Men number 1, and I've been working on that. It's going to be a blast. I don't know how much you guys have heard about what that's about.
We haven't.
Yeah,
give
it's
us
new.
A tease.
It's new.
Well, it is all new. It is what happens in it is, as you probably are aware,
yes.
Cyclops and some of the X-Men who were with him did a bunch of stuff that is kind of questionable during AVX, Avengers vs. X-Men.
Right. He's locked up right now.
Depending on your moral standard, he's technically not.
He was locked up, but
he's been, spoiler,
so
he's
locked
been
up anymore,
loosed.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So now he's out going about. Oh, hi.
What?
We're doing stuff here.
We're doing
hi,
a show.
What's going on? Oh, hey, what's
ladies
up?
And gentlemen, Alex Zalbin has joined us here.
I already did the intro. What? I can't
do it again.
No.
No, I'm Justin Tyler now.
Yeah, that's why you're so late.
Wow, what an impression.
Great impression of me by being 20 minutes late. You really nailed me.
Good self-slap.
Yeah, I'm full of them. So
what's going on? This show is about comic books?
Okay. You just do your part. Do my part, which is just to be a dick every once in a while. And I'll handle the talking. I rarely make my fart noise on this podcast, but I can.
He was
explaining All New X-Men, so shut your mouth.
All right.
So Cyclops is still on the loose, and he's doing seemingly questionable things, and his good friend Beast is so disappointed, and he's driven to such extreme lengths that he goes back in time to recruit the five original X-Men.
To recruit? He had to give him a tough sell on
that? Well, he goes back in time and to talk to himself, young Cyclops, and the other original X-Men, Jean Grey, Iceman.
You know, he
and
could
Angel.
Also use a mirror.
Right, but he wouldn't look as young in a mirror. I don't know how your mirror works.
It's he's got awesome. A magic mirror. He's got like the Snow White witch
shows
mirror.
You when you were younger?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, he doesn't have that. So he
Think
goes back in time to
the
get
future.
Them for the future.
Maybe in AR. AR we can talk about.
In
that.
The AR app? Yeah, they can do that.
Think about it.
Were you guys talking about AR?
We did talk
about
AR.
Oh, that's so cool.
You like it?
That's really cool.
That's not, also not what I do. That's also not what I do. We just talked about it for like 10 minutes. We don't need to rehash it already.
So, yes, I work on that. And then, of course, Wolverine and the X-Men, still amazingly awesome. There's going to be Frankenstein's Murder Circus. So crazy. It's wonderful. Yeah.
Frankenstein's Murder Circus. Is Frank and Castle going to be in there?
That's not funny.
No?
No.
Is he, though?
No.
No. Oh,
sorry.
Thank God.
Frank and Castle was just in a comic I saw. Wasn't he in...
Yes.
What was it?
Secret Avengers. Wasn't he in
that? Yes. Yeah. Secret Avengers.
He just had a cameo.
Cameo, Pete.
That's sad. Why?
I'm going to cut it out and blow it up in head.
It was a world where... Didn't they... This comic.
They were in a dead, like a zombie world, and
all the Avengers were supernatural versions of the Avengers.
I'm hoping that Marvel from this day forward just pretends like that didn't happen.
Well, it was just in this most recent issue of a comic, so it's definitely happening.
Have you actually read the issues where Punisher becomes an angel? Like, I want to know your reaction to that.
Yeah. No,
you guys didn't know about that. Punisher became an angel. He was a punishing angel for God at some point.
I've always moved by God.
Punisher was an angel.
Yeah. Angels with dirty faces. Reference?
And then it did poorly and it didn't sell. And then when Garth Ennis took over the book, the last time we had seen him, he was an angel. And Garth Ennis just goes, yeah. And has Frank Castle go something like, yeah, I tried working for God as an angel. That didn't work out. And that's all the reference you get for that.
Good. I love that.
Well,
cool.
I think there's a lot of stories to tell there. I think you got to go back in that period and find out when he wasn't an angel.
That's
anymore.
A good point.
That's cool. He can just be recruited by Beast, and he can come forward to now and be a Punisher angel.
We can just do lots of point ones.
Oh, fuck. More point ones. The fans are screaming for it. And I would go point. But
don't,
eventually,
don't encourage
you can go that. Point one, one, point one,
oh,
two.
Yeah.
Eventually, it'll be like pi-ish.
I want to do a point 0.001.
Oh, great, yeah.
So it comes before a point one.
That's kind of what you guys are doing on the covers, right? They all say 001.
It's true.
Well, there's no
which
point.
Which is pretty ambitious.
Yeah.
Oh, that good. Is pretty ambitious. Yeah, we're guaranteeing. That is a guarantee by Marvel that Deadpool will run over 100 issues.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
This is going to be renumbered in like 3 months, right?
Yeah, yeah, we're going to do a number one. I don't know why nobody has tried the do a number one every issue thing, but.
Take the numbers off. Just be Deadpool. Yeah.
Just Deadpool.
Wasn't there a, what was the, was a Deadpool team up that counted backwards?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
It started with issue 1000 to get there before Action Comics and then went backwards from there.
You guys are a bunch of dicks. Let's talk to Scott.
Yeah, Scott.
Yeah, me.
Wait,
cheering
I'm sorry,
for
you
myself.
Still in the first part of the show?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, let's get
Well, we started late because we were waiting for one of our hosts,
Tyler.
So, Scott, you've been editing a baby.
Yes, I've been. Well, I guess I'm editing, and my wife is the author.
No,
yeah, which is terrifying. We just finished our birthing class, where I was introduced to the Ring of Fire.
Whoa, what is that? The song?
Oh. It's a song, and it's also apparently the way your veege smell or not smells.
Whoa. Whoa. Stay out of
No,
bro. Just stay out of there for at least a couple weeks.
It's so, apparently the way it feels, not
so. So the teacher was like, just so you know, the veege is going to be pretty smelly.
Well, the Ring of Fire.
Yeah. So I don't know. I suppose it's violent and bloody in the same way comics are. So we'll make that tenuous connection. But
nice. Count it.
I was shocked to learn that parents, dads, are apparently umpires in this process.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if the doctor's the catcher,
what'd you think
the umpire.
You were gonna be doing?
I thought I would be, like, standing behind the pitcher, like, cheering the pitcher on and being like, yeah, you can do it.
Nobody stands behind the pitcher. I don't even watch baseball, and I know that.
No, but, like, in the delivery room, I'm saying you'd expect the father to stand
behind
the pitcher.
Like a creep.
The pitcher. In this scenario, is your child that you're going to love the baseball?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
this is on record.
So what did you think? You thought you would be outside or you would be...
No, I thought I would be up by my wife's face instead of what the birthing class people was like. You will feel an unresistible curiosity to go to the other end. And
you will do it? That's what you're saying.
That's what I was told I would do. I don't expect that I will do it. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, I've had a child. I'll just tell you, it's a moment you never forget.
So you had an irresistible curiosity.
No, I actually...
You were an umpire. You're the birth.
No, he delivered the baby.
I was in the game.
You were
in the
I don't know what this
meant.
Wait, you were
inside? I don't want to say my wife birthed me, but she did.
But she did.
You what?
He was the bat.
Yeah, I was the bat.
Holy shit. I was poor child.
Yeah, I was both dugouts.
You were swinger. You have terrible aim. You were both dugouts?
What were you when you were born, Pete? What baseball metaphor were you?
I was a manager who wasn't getting paid enough money, and I stayed inside for a long time until I got the money I wanted. Then I came out.
That's actually not even a metaphor. That's just what you are.
Oh, I'm not good at metaphors.
Are you saying when you came out of your shell?
No, when I came out of... All right, let's just...
When you came out of your mom's Ring of Fire.
So you're having a baby.
So we're having a baby. I'm having a baby. She's having a baby. So that's exciting.
When do you think you'll introduce your child to comic books?
That is a question I was going to ask you guys. What is the right age?
I think it's important that you wrap the baby in comic books.
Yeah.
In like a little kind of...
Because you want comics covered in shit constantly?
No. Yeah. No.
That doesn't make sense.
I mean, maybe all the Frankie
comics
castles.
Are like that anyway. So we'll maybe make a little mobile with some of your favorite characters that rotate around.
Yeah, like
around.
Hulk. That'd be awesome.
Like a Hulk, a Punisher,
Wolverine.
Some members of Crossed. just some stills from current episodes of Walking Dead, which is literally the most terrifying thing in the world lately. Something like that.
I like that idea. Is that an actual suggestion, or is it a joke at Alex Almond's expense?
Yeah, well, I mean, most jokes end up being at his expense somehow.
Do you have a superhero figure mobile? Or did you?
No, I don't have a superhero figure mobile. It's
mobile. Okay.
Scott. Alabama. Scoot. I think I can't remember when I first introduced her to superheroes, but probably pretty much constantly. She now has one shelf. She has a little bookcase, and it's pretty much all comic books. But she also likes comic books. It's not that they're different comic books that I like. She really is taken to
How
certain
strange.
Things. Well, real strange. Very strange, Booth Bad.
Wait, she likes different comic books than you?
Well, okay.
Are you allowing
that? She
definitely
them? Likes the all-ages Spider-Man stuff, which you work on, right, Jordan?
Oh, no. I used Some to, but it? Not anymore.
Okay. Well, she started liking the stuff after you were working on it.
That makes sense.
And
Good. Slam.
There's also a Ben McCool book called Pathfinders that I got free at a con. She saw it and will not stop reading it.
Wow.
And it's real violent, too. Well, so, in a weird way, like, it's cute illustrations, but it's all about the Sphinx eating a family. So whenever I read it to her, I have to get like, and then the Sphinx yelled at them a little bit. Anyway, moving on. Then the stuff happens.
So you're raising a little female Pete is what you're trying to do. Like the violent comic.
Thank God someone said it and it wasn't
one
of us.
Her first words were, Frankencastle sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
Yo,
weird.
You're
it's
raising,
be amazing
you're
person.
Raising a psychopath.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah.
What?
Great. Well, you guys can sell this off stage, but let's move over to our first section of the show, which we called the Stack.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I would have done that best.
Wow. Too bad. Show up on time. So the first comic we're going to talk about in the Stack is Deadpool number one.
Yeah.
You guys get a chance to read this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Nope, don't want to offer anything up.
No?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. Pete, what'd you think?
You're
the biggest Deadpool fan.
I am.
So you're like the watermark here.
Oh, I'm the biggest Deadpool fan.
Yeah, and you loved Daniel Way's run on Deadpool.
And you love Daniel Way.
Yeah.
Yep. This is, so far, the first issue I feel is not as good as Daniel Way, but this is very funny. It's just a kind of a different, you can tell it's a different kind of
What's
voice.
What's not quite as good about it?
I just feel like Daniel Way, I mean, obviously he'd been working on it a while, so he got to craft it a little bit, and I'm hoping this gets there. But like, I just feel like his dialogue and his thinking and everything was very much, in my mind, what Deadpool is like. And this is a very funny book. It's hilarious. Especially like the line, I'm your dingleberry. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Just very quickly, for those of you who don't know what's going on in Deadpool, Deadpool is hired by SHIELD.
We talked about it.
And that's all I'm going to say.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alex, what'd you think?
I liked it. I thought it was a lot of fun. I thought the cover AR recap was fantastic. I don't know if you guys checked that out, but if you point your phone at it, I thought that was really cool. You should definitely check out more of that.
We did talk about AR, but we didn't talk about why you like it so much.
Why I like AR?
Why he likes it so much.
Yeah.
Why I do?
No,
why,
no, Alex likes it so much.
Please, yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
I don't want to say that I wrote the AR recap for the cover here, but I might have written the AR recap for the cover
that's
here.
That's true, he did.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, is that the one that your cat read?
No, not the one that my cat did. Oh. The one that my cat did. My cat improvised.
All of our integrity just went out the window.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a great issue. Buy the cover.
All of our limited amount of integrity just went out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as for the rest of the issue, I think Tony Moore did a great job on the art.
Art's great.
Yeah, and there's some funny stuff in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it reminds me of, like, it's a humor comic. It reminds me of, like, What the, in some ways, where it's like,
well,
I mean, well, with
the
story, of course,
yeah.
But it's joke to joke, though. We're not moving through, it's not like a dramatic arc. It's more like joke, some action in there as well. I think there's a real absence of that in the field right now. There are hardly any humor comics out there.
I will say, I think it's a very funny comic, and it will continue to be a very funny comic. They are very funny guys, and they write really funny stuff. That being said, I actually do want to say, it starts off with, you know, crazy over-the-top stuff. There's definitely, like, real plotting and story happening, and there will be, you know, there's going to be some parts that are less funny and are more about people dying.
Totally. So it's doubting
like
that. Is
this issue,
presidential stuff, is that going to carry on a long time or more of a short
that's
time?
That's the first arc.
It's just the first arc.
So that's six issues.
Okay, cool.
And then there's
and then issue two, we took over a zoo. That's the...
No, issue two is called We Fought a Zoo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's cute.
And that'll be out in a week and one day.
Well, yeah. Starring Matt Damon.
I will say the splash page, the double page splash on the second to last page, fantastic.
Yeah. Really cute. That's what they're looking at.
Do you really mean that, or did you have something to do with that as well?
Yeah. I penciled and inked it, but other than that, I didn't do too much.
This comic, I think, and this is totally sincere, makes me want to see Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, because my favorite joke in the comic, I won't spoil it, involves Abraham Lincoln's, I guess, resurrected corpse shooting and killing stuff, and I was like, wait a minute.
You should also go see Lincoln.
It's very similar to Lincoln.
I plan on seeing Lincoln. Yeah. With the expectation that he'll do what he does in Deadpool.
And yeah, I'm sure.
This is a prequel to Steven Spielberg's Lincoln movie.
It's a point one.
Yeah, it's a jumping on.
I mean, this is only a minor spoiler because people have already had the chance to see the movie, but Deadpool is in Lincoln, obviously, at the end.
Oh, yeah, sure. I think he was in Lincoln's cabinet, if I remember. He was one of the team of rivals.
Right.
For sure. That's why they called it that.
Yeah, they call Steven Spielberg the hat with the mouth.
What?
Yes.
Don't worry about it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. That's a type of joke Justin Tyler would do.
No. Don't besmirch me with a joke that doesn't make any sense. Cool. Let's move on and talk about our next book, which is Moloch, number one.
Is it? Can I just ask a quick question? Is it Moloch or is it Moloch?
I say Moloch.
I say Moloch.
Okay, cool. Well,
what do
I
you
guess
say, Pete?
I say Moloch.
Let's take a vote. I say Moloch.
Oh, it could be.
Tiebreak.
Scott.
Come on. It's like Ohio or Florida.
I say Moloch.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what?
That's a
fuck
mandate.
You guys.
That's a mandate.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
It could also be Moloch.
Well, can we just see the movie and then that will determine it? Because that's the real continuity that this Before Watchmen stuff's based on.
Nice.
Right. The movie?
Nice. Pete, what'd you think about this? Villains, some of your favorite, one of your favorite artists here?
I think that, you know, obviously I'm not a fan of the Before Watchmen, but we host a comic book show about comics, so sometimes you guys...
Great. You don't need to offer a disclaimer. Just
tell
you
us force me to read stuff. Sometimes
this is
I
about
want,
comics?
Yeah. Okay. So I feel like this, if you are going to do something, I feel like focusing on the smaller characters and really giving me some fun background, this is what it should be about. I feel like this is a perfect marriage of writing and art.
Ooh,
it's super
whoa
creepy. It's really, for me, brings out the character very well. And it's very interesting. I really enjoyed this issue and I wanted to hate it. So
that's a tough row to hoe, as they say. Alex, what'd you think?
I like the art. I mean, Eduardo Risso does a good job. For those of you who don't know, it's Moloch is the villain in Watchmen.
Milosh.
This is giving his backstory in two issues written by JMS. I don't know. I'm not a big fan. I think I've liked the Before Watchmen books better than you have. But
right,
I feel like so many of them are, here's the backstory of this character. They were beat up by bullies, and then they became either a hero or a villain, and there you go. And they're all following the exact same path. So I feel like the ones that I've been more interested in have taken different paths with either backstories or present different moments in the characters' lives. Mm. I think the art's good. It felt,
well,
not, trite is a little too strong, but it wasn't
I think
particularly
in,
original.
In villains' defense, you know, that's
villain?
How, yeah, and villains.
Moloch.
No, I'm talking about villains
all
in general.
Villains.
Oh. That's how you make more villains. You beat up somebody, they start to hate their life, and then they're like, fuck this.
That's why you were telling me earlier, Hitler did such a good job, is what you said.
Well, Pete goes down to a local playground and beats up one child, says, beat
one
villain.
A day. One a day.
It's also how you make Captain America, right?
That's true. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, thank you.
The balance of life, my friends.
So everyone who's listening, go out and just beat someone up. So we
just
can get
a random
to the
person.
Age of superheroes.
Sometimes you get a Captain America, sometimes you don't.
Nice. No. I like this a lot. I agree with you about it is sort of similar, but if you were reading this one alone, I thought this was sort of the best of it, especially with the art being so good. And I'm excited. I think the second issue is going to be a better payoff than the first. I think all the setup stuff being out of the way in the last panel was a nice setup to whatever the second issue is going to be.
Jordan cool. D. White, thoughts?
I wouldn't read it.
Yeah.
You refuse to read it.
I refuse
Stand
to read
strong,
it.
Baby.
Great.
I have not read a single Before Watchmen comic, and I'm not going to.
That'd be a great tattoo.
I will not read it before Watchmen coming.
Yep.
Yeah,
I love,
real wordy.
I love Watchmen so much. I saw the movie and
cried.
It hurt me so much watching that movie.
Yep.
I hated it so much.
Come on. The Rorschach in prison stuff.
Wait, you mean the
out.
Movie that this was based on, right?
Yeah. It's like the prequel to the movie.
You know what? You're right, actually. That helps a lot. Thinking of this as a prequel to the movie, that helps. Because that movie is awful and terrible, and I don't
no,
want to read
wait,
this.
Wait, why'd you see the movie if you're not going to read the comics? What made
what?
You go see the movie? If you refuse to read the comics because of the property issues and all that, like why did you see the movie?
I was hoping it was going to be good, and then I realized well, that was terrible.
Are you hoping these are
going to
be good?
No.
When Jordan
I'm
saw the movie,
these are not going to be good.
When
it
Jordan
devastated
saw the movie,
me. You don't
he
understand.
Was, he was young and full of hope.
Yeah.
And now,
yeah,
old, bitter, decrepit.
Old.
Yes. Listen,
disgusting.
I will tell you a secret.
Yes.
What you guys are forgetting is that there was a 1-2 punch. The Watchmen movie, and then right after that, the end of Battlestar Galactica. And I was just shattered.
Would you say it
like,
was kind of like a sucker
all
punch?
All media is terrible. It was
wow.
like a sucker punch, which
don't
I refuse to
that
see.
Don't bring up that piece of...
a horrible movie. And that's when you decided to grow the mustache, right?
In protest.
Yes. Let's pretend
it grew from his tears.
Well, I look forward to your...
So I wouldn't read this. I'm sorry.
I look forward to your thoughts on Star Wars 7. Scott?
Yeah, it was all right. It was B-. But now I'm just convinced. I'm like spending my time thinking of what the name of the actor was who played this character In the movie. He's so recognizable, and I don't remember his name or anything else he's been in.
Matt LeBlanc.
It was Matt LeBlanc.
Yes.
We end up talking about 120 minutes a lot on this show.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Well, Matt LeBlanc, not.
Not Matt LeBlanc.
Lost in Space. I'm
weird.
Confusing Watchmen with Lost in Space.
Very similar movies.
Yeah. Both great.
Both remakes.
Let's move on to our last comic, which is Daredevil End of Days number 2.
Yeah.
Pete.
My pick.
Yep.
So this is kind of a cool, not in continuity, Daredevil story that also doesn't really involve, before you correct me on the stupid shit that I say. I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Pete.
Alex, you raised that dangerous finger there, and it ruined everything.
I bet you were going to say it doesn't have Daredevil.
All I did was point my finger in Pete's direction, and it destroyed him. So I feel really powerful right now. It is in continuity.
It is?
Yeah. That's what Bendis has said, at least. Brian Bendis is spreading it. He,
pretty
sure
he's not dead, though.
Daredevil for a really long time. This is, he has said, the last Daredevil story, and he said very specifically, as opposed, I mean, you know, you can change it, of course, at any time. Yeah. But he said,
he's never been hyperbolic at any time in his life.
So. Yeah. So he said, at least, that this is how he sees where Daredevil is heading. That this is the incontinuity story. This is where things lead. But that said, what did you like about the book?
I like this idea of someone who's a reporter, stop pointing your finger, trying to put the pieces together. Someone who knows Daredevil from all the years of reporting on his actions and stuff like that. It's kind of a cool take on something, and it's a very powerful story. But there's, normally I like fights and action and stuff like that, but it's written so well and drawn so well that I don't miss all the stuff that I normally want in a comic.
I just hope this is the last time that Ben Urich can be used as, like, the dude tracking stuff down. Like, he gets used all the time as, like, something bad happened. We want someone who's going to be really introspective to track down the clues. Talk about a device that gets used a lot. So,
but I think that's a device that Bendis used in his Daredevil run, so it makes sense to end his Daredevil run with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the End of Days.
Yes, nice. End of Days' his run, yes. Yep.
Starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. How did you like
this? I liked it. I think it was good. I liked the first issue a little bit better, but that was obviously coming out with a big bang. Here, slowed down a bit. I think the mystery is still really interesting. I'm curious to see where it goes. For those of you who don't know, because I don't think we said, Daredevil in the first issue dies, pretty much on the first page, but he whispers a word before he dies.
Yeah. Map 1.
Map 1, yeah. And
I don't think that's what it is.
Oh, it's Malouche.
Malouche.
And, he says, read Malouche number 1.
Yeah, it's very mysterious. And so Ben Urich, or Urich, if you will, tries to track down exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it's interesting. I'm excited by the cover to issue 3.
Yeah, that was
pretty
fucking
ridiculous.
Crazy. Yeah.
It has Brian Bendis and is it Alex Maleev, I think,
yep.
Looking at Elektra hanging from a noose. So there you go, a little bit of metaphor.
Well, you can't see her neck, so you assume it's.
She could be hanging from any number of knots.
Yeah,
it could be a sheep shank or some sort of sailor's knot.
True.
How about you guys?
I thought it was. Oh, please.
I didn't
first.
Read this one, so
oh,
I'll
nice.
Give you
protesting?
The. I'll give you the last word, Days.
Oh, thank you. I thought it was terrific as well. I'm a fan of when people do stories like about normal people in superhero worlds. So. Stories about people from the Daily Bugle, I think, are always really cool and interesting. Yeah. Sort of a Gotham Central kind of a thing as well.
Great comic.
I wish the industry supported them more and we could do more of them. But I think this is terrific.
Well, I mean, the pitch is tough. It's like, it's a superhero book, but it's just regular people.
Right.
That don't have any powers.
It's a hard sell.
Yeah.
Because, that was kind of the beginning of Powers, and then they all became like super people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there you are.
Well, maybe we'll all become super people.
Someday.
We can only hope.
Let's all electrify ourselves.
On the count of three?
That's a great idea.
Thanks.
On the count of three? Yeah.
Right, nice.
Here,
so
everyone grab your naked wire, naked sparking wire, and let's do it. Let's move over to our next section, which is our favorite section because you guys make it up. It's audience questions. And for that, we're going to bring out
Boothman.
I like how for a brief second we turned into a boarding show, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, why? When we were electrocuted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, nice.
Take your time, Boothman.
You took your time today.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Somebody has a full-time job and has to support this family, Boothman.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Dad.
Alex buys all of our clothes and prepares all of our food.
Got some questions.
He buys you clothes?
Huh? Yeah. Do you think Justin would dress himself that way normally?
No, I look like a Gap ad. Go ahead.
You have to make a comic book starring Nicolas Cage and Bill Paxton.
You have to make a comic book starring
What is the movie?
Oh, I see.
What? Okay, so...
You have to make a comic book movie starring Nicolas Cage.
You have to make a comic book starring Nicolas Cage and Bill Paxton, then adapted into a movie. What is that movie about?
If I adapted that comic book starring Nicolas Cage and Bill Paxton...
Recast.
Recast, and Ashton Kutcher would play both roles. It would be like a doubles thing.
Nice.
I don't know. That's my initial thought. But a movie comic... Starring those two guys? That's the question?
A comic book movie starring them?
Nick Cage and Bill Paxton.
Nick Cage and Bill Paxton.
I find Bill Paxton to be literally the dumbest human in movies.
That can't be true.
I feel like, have you seen his movies? I feel like in Apollo 13 they were like, hey, Bill, you want to go into space with Tom Hanks? He was like, sure. And they were like, here you go.
I don't think that's how movies are made.
That's how you trick Bill Paxton into being.
Oh, okay.
He was like, you want to be in the Wild West
He thought he was really Kurt married Russell? To those three women?
I think so.
Wow.
But wait, why are you second-guessing his decision to be in Apollo 13?
I'm not second-guessing his decision. I'm saying he looks like he thinks it's all actually happening all the time.
That's why he's an amazing
actor.
Acting.
He's not acting. He's not acting.
Yeah, in fact, if you are watching a movie and going, those people don't think they're really there, that's bad acting.
No, I'll tell you what. There's a line between someone who's acting and someone who's
I think I know.
Like, holy shit, I'm in fucking space and this module's not doing so hot.
And then he goes, game over, man.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. He thought the game was truly over.
You don't really believe a movie unless there's like just one moment where everybody just kind of winks at you.
Yeah, exactly.
To let you know they're in on the joke.
Well, an actor will always wink at you.
Yes.
At some point.
From
a good actor.
Yeah.
A heart wink.
So the title of the comic book starring Nicolas Cage and Bill Paxton would be Heart Wink, and it would be adapted with Ashton Kutcher in both roles.
Romance. It would be a romance comic, obviously.
But I don't know. What would be a terrible thing for them to do? Hitman, maybe?
I don't know. Maybe
Nicolas Cage
a remake of the Schumacher, Batman and Robin.
So a movie based on the comic adaptation of that?
Bingo.
There you go.
What about Nick Cage as Luke Cage?
That's especially hard to swallow.
Yeah. And Power Man and Iron Fist?
Bill Paxton is Iron Fist? Wow.
Is
Nicolas Cage doing this in blackface?
Yes. Why did you say that so slowly?
Because I didn't want to say it. I was afraid he would do it.
Nicolas Cage is playing Iron Fist in blackface.
Yeah. Which is...
Much better. Much weird choice.
Yeah, he makes a lot of strong choices as an actor, though. So it makes perfect sense. Great. Let's get our next question. Oh, we have some comics for whoever asked that.
Who asked that question? Oh,
it's great. Nice. No, they made a beeping noise.
It was a tiny
mouse in the back of the theater.
Squeak, squeak, squeak. I like comics.
All right, next question. Deadpool versus Batman, who wins and why?
Oh,
wow. Wow, that's a really hard one.
Jordan.
What do you mean not really?
Hold on. Let's wait. Your answer is going to be last because yours is the closest to your heart. Alex, you were like,
Batman.
Not really.
Batman.
Why?
Batman would take down Deadpool in a second.
How? Deadpool's like impossible.
By being Batman.
You're not going to be a great lawyer someday.
Thank you.
I'm also going to say Batman.
Interesting. Why? Yeah. You love Deadpool.
I love Deadpool, but I feel like Batman's smarter.
That's true.
Well, interesting.
Sure.
I think Deadpool.
Why?
Because you can't. He's like.
Okay, your answer so far is not that much better than mine.
Because he's I don't know. Let's see if Jordan backs me up.
Well, I'd say Deadpool wins at making us laugh.
Oh!
Nice.
Jordan. Yeah, Jordan. In a fight to the death, who wins?
In a fight to the death, then that's doubly Deadpool wins. Because first of all, Batman.
Doubly Deadpool.
Batman.
Doubly Deadpool. It's going to be doubly Deadpool.
Batman refuses to kill. So he would automatically lose any fight to the death, first of all. Second of all, Deadpool can't be killed.
That's what I said.
That is not what you actually said.
Well, if you listened, I was doing your cat's voice, and I was saying those exact words.
Okay.
I think Deadpool would win because...
It's
really hard to look at you when you're doing that.
You're not supposed to look at me. Close your eyes and watch the cat.
For those of you listening at home, Jordan's face actually morphs into a cat. Not even the face of a cat, like a whole cat.
A whole cat, which is unsettling. Swishing its tail.
That's true. Deadpool would win.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
Because he's unkillable.
We've actually done a six-issue Deadpool versus Batman miniseries where Deadpool kills Batman, but it's held up and legal, so we can't release it yet.
Fuck.
I'm sorry.
Well, there's your answer. Who asked that question? And we have some free comics for you.
Yeah.
And Boothman, please give us the next question.
I prefer Superman without the red undies. How about you?
Oh, wow. Very specific question.
Wait. Now, are they talking about... with his jeans? New costume, or they're saying just with his underwear off.
Just yeah, you want to see that Superman. You want to see that super.
I want to see if he's got the Superman swoop down below.
Oh,
a pubic swoop.
Pube swoop.
It's all curlies down there.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're all super curlies.
Oh my god!
There.
Come on.
Hey, I'm just speaking in continuity.
Right?
Huh?
No, nothing.
What? You had something to say? You had something weird to say, and then you stopped yourself. You're fucking weird. You're a weird dude. Anybody else? I assume the question is the jeans and the
or
jeans?
Even his kryptonite armor. Right. He doesn't have the red underwear anymore.
Red underwear. Yeah. The old look versus the
new look. The new.
You prefer the new look.
Old look.
The sleek.
I like.
You know what? I
gotta
tell you, I haven't been a fan of the new Kryptonian armor, but. The backup story in Action Comics 14, for whatever reason, that artist really made it work for me. I don't remember who did it.
That was a great backup.
Yeah, that was Neil deGrasse Tyson discovers Krypton.
Woo! Discovers the – well, I don't want to spoil it if you guys are going to read it, but it's
you know
really
what?
Good.
I hope – I know we're not really talking about Action Comics, but like as a side note, Grant Morrison's run on Action Comics has been fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But –
shocker.
Sally Fisher.
Amazing backups.
Who does the backups. Incredible. Please,
I wish it was flipped.
Him, yes.
Yeah, I wish it was
give
flipped.
Him Action Comics after Grant Morrison Lee is because he is amazing. All
telling
the stories
actual
really
stories.
Good. Yeah.
Underwear or
what,
no.
What is his name?
Charlie Malouche.
Charlie
well,
Fish.
I don't have a strong opinion about Superman, but I'd like to see Charlie Malouche with no undies.
Oh. Nice. Nice.
He's also curly down there.
Oh. Curly.
Who isn't? Now I want to see like straight-haired people. Yeah.
I iron them.
He straightens his pubes out.
Yeah.
At some expense.
Yeah. I like the old costume better.
Really?
Yeah. And here's
no, go for it.
Here's as a DC fan, I'm a pissed off DC fan. I'm not a nice DC fan. I'm always angry at them. Yeah. Isn't that weird? But like, I like the old costumes, and the thing that bums me out about it is that. You can say the same thing about, Spider-Man. Spider-Man has this classic costume. Why would you ever change it? Well, at least when we changed Spider-Man's costume, first of all, you can always kind of go, he's going to go back to it. When they changed all these costumes for the new 52, they said, not only are we changing them, they were always this way. They never looked like that old stupid costume that we don't ever want to see again.
Cool, yeah.
Batman always
a great
had
trick they played.
Pointless little lines all over his stupid arms. I don't
dude.
Like
dude. He's very like smart. Those lines are doing something.
Yeah. It's a little air line so his muscles can breathe.
Oh.
Yeah. Who asked that question? Well, we know it was you, sir. Please give him some free comics.
Yeah. Yeah. Superman comics.
And that is all we have for audience questions.
Yes.
Yeah. Now we're going to turn it over to the next session, which is called The Week in Geek.
It's just Jordan singing. It's not really a song.
No, it's amazing.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, man. You should animate that shit.
Thanks.
So first thing we're talking about is The Walking Dead. Is everybody watching?
Man.
You guys watching Walking Dead?
No. Yes. My wife won't let me watch Walking Dead.
What?
Why? Because it's fucking terrifying?
Well, no, because we watched the first season, and I forced her to watch the entire first season. I was like, this is great. And she was like, I don't like this. And then I was like, it's going to get better. And then that shit at the CDC, when she was like, I hate this show. I'm never going to watch it again.
Oh.
So now I can't watch it. I watch
Homeland.
Does she?
Well, you know, you could.
Homeland, so good.
Good.
Yeah. My wife gave up after one episode. She found it too upsetting. Although and then she reads the comic, but she couldn't do the show. She was like, it's too depressing.
Wives.
Well, this, yeah. But you still watch it.
I do, but I'm like four episodes behind. That being said, it's already been spoiled for me. People spoil it on Twitter every week.
Yeah, no, it's true. What did you guys think?
Well, first off, we have two. We, you know, we've been off for two episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd like to
three
go
episodes.
Back. Yeah, three.
Really?
I'd like to go
episodes.
Back a little bit and just be like,
sure.
I was pretty upset about T Dog. I mean, what was the? Why would you
kill the only?
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
why.
And then
everyone like, hates him, but you.
But like what? Like you introduced another black character, you got to kill off the old one. What the?
Yeah, only, can
we,
only
they only have
one
black, black person
is,
quota. Like what was
that? No, he's shown as black.
This is okay. Jumping ahead a little bit, but this week's episode, one of my favorite scenes is when Glenn is talking about T-Talk, and he's like, he was the best of us. Do you remember he used to and talked about like picking up people in a church bus? I was like, where the fuck was this characterization when he was on the show?
If you listen close, you can hear all the crew going. Like holding back laughter.
I don't think that's true.
Well,
I think the crew is crying if you listen close.
I know. I just can't. I mean, Carol was my favorite character, and I can't believe she's gone. Just kidding.
She was
the old short-haired woman who had a scarf a lot.
Oh, who they were doing
she's
the romantic interest
dead.
With.
She just kind of ran off.
She
somewhere.
Ran away, yeah. We'll see her again.
No, I can't wait. Dude, I miss her. No. Just miss her on a weekend.
I thought the show has been great this season.
I think it has been great. It has been so gruesome, though.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Just last week's episode, not this past Sunday, but the 2 weeks ago with all the deaths and everything, I felt physically ill at the end of that episode. Yeah. But this week was like a cakewalk.
What are you talking about? Rick loses it and is just like, I was like, you know, if someone I love died, I would probably want to take my aggression out on mindless zombies, too. So I understand that.
Like
but
if like, I died.
No. Someone I care about.
It's hard sitting in this chair.
But I just feel that, like, I understood that. But now I'm like, how's he going to come back from this? Like,
you know how he's going to come back from this.
No,
because there's the thing at the end of the episode that we know what happens for the comics.
Sure, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's the way it's going to go.
In fact, I would say, I mean, they're deviating from the comics in a pretty strong way.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you guys think about what's going on at Woodbury?
It's a little weird. Like, the juxtaposition of all the fucked up stuff at the prison and then Woodbury, they're like, let's just have
cold
some
drinks.
Cold drinks. Yeah. And a little party.
And the guy's like, we're really, you know, the generator can only take so much. Shut up, have a beer.
Yeah. I think it's good. It is definitely jumping from the prison there. It does seem like a little like, this doesn't seem
but
right.
But I think they're doing that on purpose.
Oh, certainly. Certainly.
The previously on this week, which ended with Rick being like, no. And then they cut to like, we're going to have a party.
Yeah.
I thought that actually played really well. And they're getting cleaner and nicer as the people of the prison are just getting dirtier and more disgusting and sadder.
It reminds me a little bit of Lost jumping. I forget what season it was. Jumping from the survivors and the others.
Uh-huh.
The others were in their little village. Everything was nice. And then the survivors were like, what's this fucking monster chasing us and all that?
Also, Norman Reedus continues to be the best.
Yeah.
He's great. His little ass-kicker scene. That
was
really
my God.
Funny.
Yeah. Really amazing. Yeah, I realize
for those of you not watching, he named the baby on the show Little Ass Kicker.
Yeah.
He's definitely the best. He's way better than Rick, I think.
Now, I've definitely realized if I was in the zombie apocalypse, I probably would have accidentally killed 8 of my friends already. Like, when they're walking around the maze and then that one guy just comes around the corner at the same time somebody else and, like, nobody does anything. Are you fucking kidding me? You're on edge. Like, anybody could be a zombie and then, oh, it's my friend. Like, how do you stop just in that second?
I don't know. How do you hold yourself back from killing regular people now?
Exactly.
Well, you know, that actually brings – I mean, one of the things that I've been thinking about recently as I watched the first episode of this season and then since then, I've been a zombie movie fan for a while, and I enjoy them. But on some level, I all of a sudden started getting really disturbed because I started thinking about the fact that they're so popular now and that probably a good deal of that popularity has to do with the idea of, on some level, people going, this would be wish fulfillment where you get to walk around bashing skulls all day long. That's horrifying.
Wait, but that's like every action movie ever. If it's orcs or if it's like mercenaries. The sick thing is that you would actually
Nazis.
Get to beat the skulls of people in your neighborhood that you know.
Yeah.
That's what makes it sick.
And awesome.
And awesome.
So and awesome.
You would just get like a lot of time to bond with your friends.
I love the closeness.
That's a fantasy right there.
I know,
right
there. Yeah. Just being able to like not go to work and just hang around with my bros.
Because that's the thing. I mean, I can sort of, I mean, this is a stupid
like
thing to say, but I understand the appeal of stories about people suffering all the time because you go, yeah, I could suffer all the time and I could get through all that. But the idea that it's like, and I would get to kill lots of people, that's fucked up.
Woo!
People are fucked up. Let's move on. Vertigo is ending Hellblazer after it's the most. Whoa, cool it. Whoa. A lot
what
of fans
did you just say?
Show.
Come on, we need a new young Constantine here to shake things
screw you, man.
A real party machine who loves to skateboard and sex the women.
And they have said that the new comic will be the New 52 Constantine, who's young, and
shut
I believe they
the one that the one that smokes candy cigarettes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
He smokes candy cigarettes, and
why
he doesn't
do
wear
they
a trench
take
coat.
Everything that I love and then ruin it? Like, what is going on?
I'm with you on that one.
I agree. It's a real shame. It's the longest-running title in Vertigo.
It's the longest-running title. It's actually currently the longest-running title from either Marvel or DC without
it
being
hasn't been renumbered,
rebooted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about
Amazing
Spider-Man?
That's phenomenal. Why
Amazing Spider-Man was rebooted a couple times.
Why would they mess with that?
I know. That's a good question. Yeah. Well, you know the
nobody
answer.
Was buying.
Yeah, that's
screw
why.
You. Well, it's fantastic. Are you serious?
Don't you mean
yes.
screw
he
everyone?
He is serious.
Yeah,
it
nobody was
very
buying
poorly.
The title. Oh, man, don't worry, so they'll good. Buy it now that it's part of the New 52.
Yeah, everyone buys every New 52 book. What about the Jewel Princess one? Did I forget
that one
them?
Actually is pretty good. Sword of Sorcery, it actually is pretty good.
Pete, you're a big Constantine fan. Are you going to pick up in March Constantine number one?
Is Peter Milligan writing it?
No.
Not then, no.
Wow.
Meter Pilligan is writing it.
Oh. Wait, hold on. But if he was, you'd read it? Even though the young Constantine? Because he wrote young Constantine in what do you call
you
it?
Really
in Justice League Dark.
Yeah, I didn't read that.
Yeah.
Who is writing it? Do you guys remember?
It's a guy's name that I didn't know. It's like Irrendetti or Virrendetti.
It's a guy.
Oh, Robert Vendetti? Robert Vendetti is writing Exo Manowar, which is actually really good.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
good.
That's something.
Maybe it'll
be
good.
Yeah. I've heard good things about the team who is doing it, but I can't bring myself to read it either because I love the old ones so much.
Yeah, I know. I agree. It's been so good, and the way all the stuff that's happened since I've been reading in the last like 2 or 3 years, it's been so good.
And he's married, right? So I assume he'll probably be selling his marriage to the devil or something like that.
That's not funny.
You know what? One thing I will say Constantine the character is an awesome character. The series has been awesome for many, many years.
From
what I understand. Relatively recently, DC started republishing the trades of it with like a new trade dress, and I think for the first time ever, actually putting them out as we're going to put out the entire series over time, like numbered. Because for a long time, they were just random trades of random arcs all over the place. So I super recommend them. The first one is
very good,
Jamie Delano wrote it, and it was called. Oh, I can't remember the name of the first trade, but it's got a number one on the side of it, so you can.
Nice, it's a great clue. That's
really
why we keep those
stuff.
Numbers, like we were saying earlier.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The old trades didn't have those. Like all the Garth Ennis trades that I own, were just you had to look inside to go, what issues are these? I don't even know what order these go in.
One last thing to talk about in Week in Geek: Lock and Key comes out tomorrow. Omega number one.
Oh man, I'm excited.
There's
oh,
a character in there that's sitting on this stage. It's Scott Ecker.
Scott Ecker.
It's actually Pete LePage is actually going to be. He's been drawn into Lock and Key.
Yeah, I got a chance to read an advanced look at the copy, and I immediately texted you.
He texted me a picture, and actually, it kind of looks like me.
Yeah, it's awesome.
No, I think
what
it was intentional.
Pete doesn't know.
Yeah,
yeah, no, it's a total accident, and they called the character Pete LePage. The two things about it that I wanted to mention that I don't know if you know, you're actually on two solid pages of the comic book a character. Nice. And you get to fist bump one of the other characters.
Holy shit, you always dreamed of fist bumping someone.
Yeah.
The only thing that I don't know if you noticed from the panel I sent you.
Don't tell him.
Should I not tell him?
Yeah, don't.
Okay, wait. Tell him.
Okay. Your name is spelled Pete LaPage. LaPage.
Which is how I was in.
Hackslash.
Hackslash. I'm in the grave. It says Pete LaPage.
Yeah, so. Which actually I think is kind of.
Yeah,
cool.
My character, my comic book persona, I changed my spelling. So nobody.
When do you think you're going to change your actual name to that?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yes, pretty soon, right? Yeah, yeah. And I don't know if you saw the other news. The screenwriter Richard Orchie, sort of said on Twitter that confirmed the rumor that there will be a Lock and Key film trilogy.
Yeah. Wait, is that Robert Orsi?
Orsi, yes.
Yeah, the co-writer of the
Robert
Transformers
Horsey?
And Star Trek. And
bad
yeah, Robert Orsi.
Yeah.
Pete, maybe what do you think your character? Who do you think you'll play with? Character?
I don't think
Bill Paxton. You think will play? <him? laughs>
That'd be amazing.
And that's it for the Week in Geek.
Oh.
Sorry, that's what happens. Now we're going to turn over to Mr. Pete LePage with some trivia.
Yeah, all right. Guys, this is where we give back to you, the lovely audience. Thank you so much for showing up. We really appreciate it.
It's an opportunity to win 25 free dollars in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. Who would like to win 25 free dollars?
First hand up guy.
First hand up guy.
Stole his line.
You stole my line. Let me borrow your mic. Okay, cool. What is your name, sir?
I'm Jerry. Hello.
Jerry? Audience? Yeah. Audience? Jerry.
Hello.
That's a sweet T-shirt you're wearing.
Thanks,
give me back my stapler. All right. Here's a $25 gift card that you could win. Today's trivia, since we did have a guest cancel, unfortunately, with a death in the family. But, we wish him the best. Hope everything's all right. But today's trivia is on topical comic book stuff. stuff that's going on in the comic book world.
Topical comic book stuff.
So, how this is going to work, I'm going to read the question. You listen to all three possible answers. Get them all right. You will win $25. Thank you, Boothman. Yeah. All right. Question number one. In the latest issue of Animal Man, who asked Metal Man to bow? Is it A, Grodd, B, Zod, or C, Roddy Rowdy Piper?
Yeah.
So it's either A or B.
Is it A?
A is correct. Grodd is back. Okay, question number two. In Uncanny X-Force, Wolverine is forced to sit down and have a drink with. Is it A, Mystique, B, Dawkins, or C, Andre the Giant? So it's either A, Mystique, or it's B.
Is it B?
Yes. Give me back my son. It is B. All right, here we go. Question number three, the final one. Thank you. In Daredevil End of Days, Ben Ehrlich finally talks to who at Daredevil's funeral? Is it A, Elektra, B, Nick Fury, or C, The Undertaker? It's either A, Elektra, which would make a lot of sense. There you go. $25, sir. Congratulations.
Awesome. Nice. Congratulations, woo, Jerry. As you guys all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. We recommend you go down to Midtown Comics because they sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
Well, selfishly, I'm looking forward to Lock and Key. But, the fact that Zalvin's been in it and I've been in it doesn't mean that.
I got to say, I'm looking forward to it, too, especially if Joe Hill's out there listening because you got one more guy. Get one more guy to put in the old comic.
But seriously,
you know what? Can I just mention really quick? Yeah. There's a bunch of other cameos in Lock and Key Omega One that you guys can look forward to.
Oh,
yeah,
cool. People,
not Justin, but other cameos.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to be murdered.
Yeah. Regardless of that, it is an amazing series. It's just phenomenal. So I'm nervous that this is it and it's wrapping up, and I hope it's as amazing as it has been.
I'm looking forward to Where is Jake Ellis? Number one is coming out from Image Comics. If you didn't read the series Who is Jake Ellis, I don't want to ruin any of it for you, but it's one of the most awesome spy sci-fi books that I've read in recent years. Go ahead, pick that up. Can't wait to read the sequel. Go ahead.
Nathan Edmondson.
Have a good time.
Nathan Edmondson?
Nathan Edmondson and Tonki Zongic.
I'm sure that's pronounced correctly.
Yeah, his art is amazing.
I'm looking forward to Saga number 7. If you're not reading this comic, you don't get it. Go out and read it. Huge sci-fi fantasy epic spanning the galaxy with a couple and their baby.
I'm looking forward to the last issue of The Boys comes out tomorrow.
Nice. Oh, man.
That's a great series. The second to last issue totally made me tear up.
It was amazing.
I'm not sure if I'll get through this last issue without crying.
I believe in you.
Well, we'll give it a go. We'll give
it a go. Please try. And plug some stuff?
Yeah. Tomorrow, all new X-Men number 1 comes out. The week after that, the second issue of Deadpool comes out. The week after that, I believe, is the first issue of Thunderbolts.
Holy shit. What a...
Jordan, you're on a tear.
You're on fire.
It's going to be... It might be 2 weeks after that. I don't know.
Okay, you blew it then.
I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry.
Scott, what are you looking forward to?
Well, my backup was stolen, and that was going to be Saga number 7. But thankfully, the reason I had a backup was because I expected someone else to take all new X-Men number 1, which I think we've already talked about.
Yeah. Woo!
I've been looking forward to it a long time, so I'm going to pick that up.
Nice. And plug yourself?
And plug myself. Well, you can come out to see my shows. I normally would say every Wednesday and every Saturday at the People's Improv Theater, but that's only for like the next 2 weeks because I'm going to have a baby and I'm going to stop doing comedy for free as often as I do it now. So if in the next 2 weeks or so you're around New York City and you go to the Pit on Wednesdays or Saturdays, I encourage you to come check out me.
Yeah, or 2 weeks after that, check out a Smelly Veej.
Okay,
yep,
great.
Smelly Beach.
Thank you, Alex. Great
fire.
Note together to end the show on. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Comic Book Club. Woo. Please thank our guests, Mr. Jordan D. White, Scott Eckert.
Scott Eckert.
Boothman.
Boothman.
And, of course, Midtown Comics for sponsoring the show. Well, Pete, you have something to plug?
Yeah, friend us on Facebook so you get to hear about all of our amazing guests.
Yep. Check us out on Twitter at Comic Book Live.
Wow, you nailed that.
Thanks.
And guys, thank you so much.
Have a good night.
We'll see you. Tell me when to go. Tell me when to go. Tell me when to go. Tell me when to go.